makes the mercy of God, that is Vishuddha Sattva Bhav, comes in the heart of Jeev, then what is a special potency in Jeev Tattva, it blooms. And that becomes Sthayi Bhav.
At a specific time getting that mercy?
No.
Is it that mercy gradual development or Ladini Shakti now comes?
By the madhyam of Bhakta and Bhagavan, this Ladini Shakti comes through Bhakta or Bhagavan.
And then Sthayi Bhav.
Then to Sevaks.
Now, you've explained.
Can you clear?
It's yes, clear, yes. Except that sentence. Then, what does that go to?
Here.
It says, it says stai bhava, when it is for a long time.
Long time and it never changes.
Unchangeable.
Then it says, it turns into ras. That's what it says here.
At first, stai bhava.
Yeah.
And then upon Sthayi Bhav, Vibhav comes, Uddipan, Vishay,
yeah.
Ashray comes. Yeah. Then comes Sanchari Bhav. Then comes Sthayi, Sattik Bhav. And all these mix.
These are ingredients being put in, not stages, but ingredients being added one at a time.
And then they become ras. But Sthayi Bhav should certainly be there.
Clear now.
Yeah.
Without a Sthayi Bhav, there will be no rush.
And without Kripa, there is no Sthayi Bhav.
Sthayi Bhav is in our heart by the grace of and by the mercies of God and
devotees.
It grows.
So maybe you can explain the ingredients, the vibhav, and then the anubhav.
That's a different chapter. Why don't we just discuss the vibhav? Then it says vibhav is two
kinds.
Yeah.
Alamban and
Uddipan.
So my understanding, Prabhupada's translation is basic and impetus, meaning that Alamban is the basic, and that is Krishna is, he is the...
basic. Krishna is Vishaya.
Vishaya, and the reservoir is Ashraya. The devotee is Ashraya.
Srimati Radhika is Ashraya. Krishna is Vishaya.
So these are stimulus?
Stimulus means something that brings it out. Stimulus means something that will
bring it out.
Bring the bhav out. Just like someone has lust. So if he sees a woman, then the woman is the stimulus for the
That is called Uddipan.
Uddipan, yes.
That is called Uddipan.
Yes. And the Alamban is when the devotee comes in contact.
Alamban is also two kinds.
Vishaya
and Ashraya. One Vishaya of Prem, one Ashraya of Prem. Krishna is the Vishaya of Prem. Devotees are Ashraya of Prem.
So when the devotee who has Sthayi Bhav comes in contact with Alamban or Uddipan, then that's Vibhav being mixed into his Sthayi Bhav.
Then Sattvik and Vabhichari comes. And Anubhav comes. And then they become Rash.
After that,
now we can imagine only. But by chanting and doing the services of Krishna, and thinking as Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Goswami has written, by their mercies, we can realize all these things. It would take a long process. At first there will be Shuddha Sattva, then Sthayi Bhava, and then Alamban Uddipan, Vishaya Ashraya, and all these things.
Hearing increases our desire to move on this path.
We should try to what is Ras? How we can enter in Ras system? How we can have Shuddha Sattva? Gradually it will come.
Yeah.
We should try and pray to Krishna and Krishna Parikas. And by reading and culturing, and by the association of bhakts, we'll gradually have all these things.
Do you have time for some more questions? We can finish chapter. There's a few more questions.
Few more questions.
Okay. Then after that, he explains that, Vrajanath explains, we have heard from Sri Gurudev that Krishna has 64 qualities. please say if there's anything more to be known. Then he explains that all these qualities are present in Sri Krishna in highest degree. And then he explained they are full and complete in Dwarka, more full and complete in Mathura, and full and most complete in Gokul.
Most?
He said most complete.
Complete.
In Gokul. So, what is the difference in those qualities in Dwarka, Mathura, and Gokul? What is the difference?
Do you know Rasik Sabda? Rasik?
Rasik.
Rasik, Rasik. Full of Ras.
Yeah, full of Ras.
Krishna is Rasik.
Rasik.
In Dwarka he is Rasik. In Mathura he is more Rasik.
Right.
And in Vrindavan
he's most
Rasik. In Dwarka he had some friends and he loves Satyabhama, Rukmini, all, and does Rasikata to all these wives. He tells a lie sometimes for us. In Vrindavan, he is more Vidagdha. Vidagdha, you know? Vidagdha, there is no equivalence.
There's
very clever.
What?
Very
not
clever.
Clever.
And Rossi.
Clever? No.
He's made 64 qualities,
yeah.
Without the one of them.
Qualified? Yes.
He's not have 64
right.
Qualities,
yes.
But without the one of them.
How to
one
please?
Them,
oh, how to please his bhakts? How to please gopis? How to please Dwarkavasi? His wives. He's very clever. And he does all these things in such a manner that they become pleased to Krishna. If there are any time angry, like angry, man, Krishna does in a so... He takes kishes Krishna says, you know,
chumban.
Kiss. Krishna says, yeah. Right. Krishna, he does something. So this is called a Vaidagdha. In Dwarka, no Vaidagdha like this. But in Vrindavan, he is so Vaidagdha.
Expert at invoking, bringing out Ras.
In Dwarka, he plays in many manners. But in Vrindavan, he plays down fruits, flute. Why he plays on flute? Why in not in Dwarka? These are most essential qualification which is not in Dwarka. So all 64 things, qualities are in Dwarka, but not in most
prominent.
But in Vrindavan, these qualities are in there.
So even flute playing is also in Dwarka?
No.
Playing the flute is also in Dwarka?
Not Dwarka, not Mathura, not anywhere except Vrindavan.
Yeah, so this also, again, it's the wrong explanation. Because he's explaining here, it seems to say that 64 qualities are every place, but more in...
It is not wrong.
Yeah.
But anyhow, this can be told. It can be told that 64 qualities are in Dwarka, but to the full extent is in Gokul. But four things are not anywhere except Vrindavan. Fluting.
Flute playing.
And
beauty.
Rash. Ittadi Lila. Lila Madhuri.
Rup Madhuri, Gur Madhuri.
Qualities. These qualities, four qualities, are not even anywhere. And these all qualities are extant in Krishna. They are. You should know that the qualities of Krishna in Vrindavan also changes. those who have sthai bhav of vatsalya rasa, the qualities of Krishna will be seen like vatsalya rasa. Krishna will be seen like a boy, weeping sometimes, sometimes playing, sometimes taking milk from the stan of Yashoda or gopis. That, so those who have sthai bhav of vatsalya rasa, they will see Krishna like his own son is from beginning to 2 or 3, 4 years only. She will not see Krishna as a kishoru. But when Krishna is Kishore and the sthai bhava of gopis is madhur rasa, then Krishna will be seen in so many qualities which are favorable for madhur rasa. So there are some other different qualities of Krishna. These activities, these qualities are seen in madhur rasa. Some are seen in vatsalya, some in sakha, and some are in dasya.
But in all the rasas in Gokul, all 64 qualities are there.
But in
more,
extreme.
But more in Madhurya.
And to this whole extent.
The whole extent. But those four qualities not manifest in Mathura.
Mathura Advarka. Are in Ramachandra. Anywhere. In Narayan, Vaikuntha. So it is not wrong. It is not. In Jaiva Dharma also here is also it is written.
But okay. Then we'll start again next time.
Yeah.
Okay. So continue. And, now it's clear. Now we can also read it again with the meaning.
Read again and again. By this, Krishna will send his mercy in your heart.
But even though it's English,
it will help.
It is like foreign language to us, how it is written.
Oh, not clear written.
Not clear, but we have to find a nectar of devotion, what terms, and then it's now it's like we can understand. Now we can read it again with the full relish, because the meaning is clear.